is Giovanna Rizzo from The Real Deal. I'm sitting down with Jeffrey Roseman, a principal and executive vice president at Newmark Knight Frank. Thank you for sitting with us.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going to talk about the best retail deals in the city. Mm-hmm. So basically, if a client comes to you now and they want to be in like a prime shopping district in Manhattan or looking for a deal in rent, you know, where do you take them? What neighborhoods should they look at?
Well, the complexion of the city has changed, obviously, a little bit recently. Certain markets, the way we see it, sort of the last markets that became hot and trendy are sort of the first markets that are probably becoming not, and the first markets to fall off. And conversely, some of the better markets that sort of were priced just ridiculously out of whack the past few years by a lot of the chains and banks that were coming in are correcting and becoming, you know, much more realistic. Two markets come to my Upper East Side and Upper West Side, which are always, you know, terrific retail markets. The density up there is incredible, the wealth and the education, and it's a retailer's dream, you know, because there's just, it has everything that they want. In the past, you know, few years, the rents have approached $400-$500 a foot, which was too high for that market, and it hurt it, and the market went through a lot of negative changes. Now those markets are back, you know, in the $200 a foot range and much more realistic, and I think we'll start to see much better retailers again go into those markets.
In terms of prices, in general, asking rents are down, and you know, some areas more than others. So what, you just have the trendy areas that are being the first to get hit. You know, which areas are they?
Well, the Meatpacking District is clearly having some problems. That market, you know, went from $30 a foot space to $600 a foot space in the span of like 2 years. And it really has never been proven. It's a terrific market for restaurants and bars. And it's also sort of a neat market to have a showroom. But true retailers, you know, traditionally have not yet shown that it's a good market. The market sort of doesn't start get going until about 6 o'clock at night. And so it's tough. There's no real public transportation that goes down there. So I believe that market will take a fairly big hit. I think the Lower East Side also, where like on the Bowery, where they were sort of starting to build that area up, John Varvatos took a store there.
The old CBGBs.
Exactly. Yeah. And I sort of think that he took that because he's a rock and roll music fanatic and he loved the idea of CBGBs and not necessarily to be the anchor of this new sort of hot market. And that market has not really taken off. The rents, you know, people started asking rents of $200-$300 a foot based on Varvatos' lease and so I'm not sure that market will be here for much longer.
And what markets are kind of holding their prices?
Good question. I mean, Times Square is still, you know, terrific. You walk through Times Square, you still, you know, get bumped walking down the street. Fifth Avenue, Midtown is still great. Soho, Broadway and Soho is still a tremendous market. Those markets have not, you know, they've probably come down a bit, you know, maybe 10% or so across the board, maybe a little bit more depending on, you know, property to property. But you know, the general drivers of those markets are strong. There's strong tourists, there's strong office, there's strong residential, there's hotels, there's, you know, those things are not going to go away.
Asking prices are one thing, and then, you know, taking prices are another. So are you seeing landlords in negotiations being more flexible with rents or with incentives?
You are. I mean, it truly does vary from owner to owner. Mm-hmm. And the folks, what we say is the folks that can afford to do it. You know, if a lot of New York City landlords have owned their properties for a long time and they don't necessarily need the last dollar and are sort of cognizant of the conditions right now, so they are much more realistic and much more able to sort of say, you know what, I'm gonna make a deal with this tenant today because this is what the price is. You also, unfortunately, have a lot of people that paid a lot of money over the past few years to buy real estate, and they had these proformers that they were going to get extremely high numbers, and they're not getting them. So, number one, they almost can't afford to rent it for less. Their mortgages are such that they have to sort of achieve a certain rent structure, and if they don't, they're going to be either in default or just have some problems. So, you know, the landlords that can do, and unfortunately the ones that sort of either can't or just not sort of realistic enough, don't.
Mm-hmm. Are there neighborhoods that applies to, or is this kind of property by property type basis?
Again, it's a good question. I think, again, the reason probably that the meatpacking district is in the, you know, having the issues that it's having is most of that property turned over in the past few years. Mm-hmm. So that's an area where, you know, everyone said, gee, I can get $500 a foot here on the space. We can buy this building. We can pay a lot more for this building. I think Midtown Manhattan is very secure. You've got most of your major property owners, you know, the Dursts, the Resnicks, the Rudens, the SL Greens. They look at it, they look at the world much differently and are much more able to sort of maneuver.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen any retailers taking advantage of that? Are they moving to better spaces, mm-hmm. better locations, taking larger spaces at all?
We are. I mean, the interesting thing about the retail segment, sort of as opposed to the office market, is because there's deals out there now, retailers are sort of able to take advantage of it and say, you know, we're going to open another few stores this year. You know, in the office market, because office space drops, doesn't mean a law firm is going to take more space just to warehouse it. You know,
right.
It's sort of not an opportunistic play. Retailers, on the other hand, if they were going to open two or three stores this year, may open six or seven stores because the prices have dropped. I think you're also seeing a lot of national and international retailers who were priced out of New York for a long time starting to understand that this is an interesting time for them to come in and be able to afford space that they couldn't have a couple years ago.
And on our website, sometimes we do openings and closings mm-hmm. of like different restaurants and stores. You've probably seen it. And we've actually been seeing a lot of new stores opening recently and like not as many closings. Mm-hmm. Is there a reason for that?
The spring is a good market. There have been. I have noticed that you guys have been showing a lot more sort of openings, but there really have been, you know, a lot of deals, think about it, that are opening now sort of means that they started building it about 3 or 4 months ago, which means they signed the lease probably 6 or 7 months ago. So many of them are probably a little bit before everything sort of started changing. It'll be interesting to see the next few months in terms of who's opening.
Have you been having any new requests from clients? Are they, you know, inquiring more about incentives for rent or, you know?
You know, a lot of deals getting done in this market. Most retailers are looking for a little bit of a longer lease because they are taking advantage of a time in history that the market is probably at its all-time low. So they are looking for looking to sign a longer lease. A bunch of the restaurateurs are looking for some incentives from the landlord. Some money to help them build the restaurant, which in New York City has never been done for the most part. Because there is more supply out there, your smarter landlords, your more aggressive landlords are sort of doing what it takes to get the right tenant. And I think that's a smart move because, you know, while we all hope that this sort of blows over at some point soon, you know, who knows? And You'd hope to not look back in 4 years and we'd be in a worse situation than we are, and you say, God, I really should have taken, you know, $25 less for that space.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you. Yeah.